Absolutely, he replied.
You're sure? Said Victor. Killing a man is like losing your virginity. Once it's gone, there is no getting it back. Lucas swallowed hard. I'm sure. Very well, said his father. This will mark the beginning of a more comprehensive education. From now on, I won't shy away from the more violent and unpleasant side of the business. Yeah, said his son with a heavy sigh. I think I've already figured that out. Victor allowed himself a brief smile. So back to your questions, he said. Your thinking is sound for the most part, but you are dangerously wrong about not needing to kill these men. Even if they really were innocents instead of violent criminals, how many times have I told you about the need for caution, the need for paranoia? The people trying to stop us are brilliant and sophisticated in their own right. Never underestimate them. You have to learn to clean up after yourself, as completely as is reasonably possible. He paused. What have I taught you about loyalty and reputation? Lucas sighed, annoyed to have to recite lessons he had learned 100 times. Lavishly reward those who are loyal to you, he replied by rote, and treat them with absolute respect, building a flawless reputation for fairness and honesty, for trustworthiness, is your most important asset. Be absolutely true to your word, every time, no matter what the cost. Exactly. But I have taught you this with respect to keeping promises only. But the same applies to keeping threats. Following these principles, I have instilled massive loyalty in those who work for me, and customers prefer to deal with me over my competitors, because they know I will always honor my word. Victor raised his eyebrows. Not that those on the other side of a transaction have always given me the same courtesy, but those who have tried to double-cross me have paid the price. Because I'm so paranoid, because I work hard to think 10 moves ahead, I've come out on top each time. And the only thing that matches my reputation for honest dealings is my reputation for punishing those who cross me. My retribution is fierce, ruthless, absolute. All parties know that their dealings with me will be scrupulously straightforward and fair, but also know the consequences if they attempt any surprises. Because of this, I have been able to build a multi-billion-dollar business, completely in the shadows. Lucas took this all in, but didn't respond. I also have a reputation for caution, for tying up as many loose ends as I possibly can. This is reassuring to the people I deal with. I understand, said Lucas, which is why letting these men go free would be a mistake. Exactly. But even if none of this were true, in this case I'm doing society a favor. I've chosen hardened criminals who deserve to die. The man in front of you has raped and beaten any number of women. If he is released, there is no doubt he would pick up where he left off. Lucas nodded in sudden understanding. He knew his father's history, and that nothing stoked his rage more than a man who would beat a helpless woman. There was a reason he had saved this particular prisoner for his son's first kill, and why he was rubbing salt in the man's wound by letting him listen in as his fate was discussed, marinating in the inevitability of approaching death. Lucas's father, a man now known only as Victor, had been born Juan José Pérez in a tiny hovel in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Juan José's beautiful mother had been forced to turn to prostitution to support him and his 3 siblings when their abusive father had abandoned them, and she was beaten several times when he was very young, and finally killed by a particularly brutal American. Juan José had already hated Americans for their smug attitude of superiority, for how poorly they treated the natives of Puerto Vallarta. But the nature of his mother's death intensified his hatred and burned it deep into his psyche.